Yeah, absolutely. We got 23 crosses in during the game. I think we had 8 attempts at goal. They had 2. Shazy said he's had nothing to do other than some set pieces here and there that we defended well. And yeah, we pressed and pressed and just lacked that finishing touch. Some good saves from the goalie and some very, very poor decisions on a disallowing a goal that there was absolutely nothing in it. And a penalty that was the most stonewall you'll ever see.
What did the referee say about the penalty, first of all?
I've looked it back. You know, I always do my homework before I come out and talk to you guys. The referee said he couldn't tell that it was a penalty. Listen, it's the most. When he looks at it, he'll realise it's probably the worst, one of the worst decisions he'll ever make. It's absolutely stonewall, scythed out, taken out, pokes it to our player, gets absolutely taken out a second later. Stonewall penalty. And the goal, 2 players tussle far post, B strong, wins the header. Their defender doesn't complain. Tanner heads it in, gives a free kick. What can you do?
And I thought Aziz as well, the third striker up front, his pace caused a lot of problems today.
Yeah, we knew how Wickham would play. We had a game plan and Addy was part of that game plan. We worked hard on it yesterday and the players executed it well. And once we got a foothold in the game, 20 minutes in, we caused them a lot of problems. And I'm delighted with the boys. You know, we got in at 5 o'clock on Wednesday morning from Plymouth. We were absolutely shattered, everybody. You know, it's taken me a couple of days to get over it and I didn't even have to play. So I was worried about the energy levels today, whether we could see the week out, and the boys have seen it out and they deserve the win.
There were an awful lot of injuries to Wickham players this afternoon. They were down for long periods. How easy was it to get a flow going this afternoon?
No, it's tough. You know, they did certain things they did to us earlier in the season when they beat us 2-0. You know, players were playing on Akinfenwa for free kicks and the ref bought a lot of them, and that's difficult because we tried to warn him. But it's unfortunate for Gareth. He lost a couple in the first half. He's lost a sending off, so he's got a real battle on his hands now for these last 2 games, and I wish him well. I really do.